hesitate to name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Go ahead. What do you got to say, Jeff?
Well, this is not the order of the songs.
Well, maybe you should have Canadians on today. Probably would have been straight
in
the way
doing
for you.
Music of the World Month on the show, and it's Sweden Day and Ace of Base, The Sign, one of the great songs in the history of the world. Just waiting for the opportunity to get that song on the air, and finally we've done it.
I think that song was written by a Canadian.
Probably.
Yeah, I think it was.
It had to be. Scott Chasen from 24/7 Sports. He covers Kansas Athletics. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing better now. I'm a big fan of the Pitch Perfect movie franchise, which prominently features that song. I'm doing great.
I'm with you on that. I love those movies. I think they're hilarious.
They're good movies, and that's a fantastic song. That's a song that instantly makes you feel good, right?
Yeah, it pumps you up. It gets you going. And those movies, same exact thing. I must have been maybe in middle school or something when that first one came out. I don't know. It was a while back. But, man, those are that was the perfect music to set the mood to talk about sports. I love it.
I'm with you. You're just a youngster then. We're old people. When those movies came out, I was long out of college.
Yeah, I'm not even going to mention where I was at.
So we had the deadline for early entry, come and go. Udoka Azubuike never said anything, if I'm not mistaken there. It was kind of announced by Kansas Athletics that he would be returning. So why do you think he was not kind of at the forefront of his own announcement there?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough question to answer because by all accounts, Bill Self did not know what was going on the evening of the announcement. I think the latest tweet I saw that evening was Gary Bedore got him, I think, 12 minutes before the deadline. And Bill Self said he didn't know in the morning. You know, reporters checked in with KU. They still didn't know when the deadline had passed. You know, I'm not really sure why he chose to do it this way. And to be honest, I was a little bit surprised. To me, if you told me that someone either had to decide to return or leave and they hadn't informed their coach, my default would be to say, well, hey, that's probably because they're leaving. It's very rare that you would say, hey, I'm going to return and stay with this person and then not let that person know. But for whatever reason, that ended up being the case. And I think obviously it was a pretty monumental decision, considering that, you know, earlier in the regular season, Bill Self had even said that he thought Udoka Azubuike, maybe KU fans had seen the last of them here, and that it was time for him to make that jump. But, you know, again, for whatever reason, he cited a few or Bill Self did, I guess, in the announcement. You know, he's going to be back in a Kansas uniform, and I think the Jayhawks will be a lot better for it.
Well, do you think that it was maybe he just didn't know if he should go or not? I mean, that could very well be it, too. Maybe he was trying to decide, do I go out now? Do I wait a year? I think it's better that he waits a year, but what's your opinion?
Yeah, well, for him, it's one of those that he's not going to test the NBA draft waters and not go. I mean, he's still injured. He's still recovering from tearing a ligament in his wrist, and he did this last year. He only played in 9 games. If he declares, in this case, he was deciding stay or go. He wasn't deciding, you know, test the NBA draft waters because he's not going to be able to work out or do anything, basically. So I think in that regard, yeah, I think the decision may have been a little bit harder for him, and that may have been why it took him so long just to make up his mind. Everyone else is deciding, hey, do I want to go and get feedback and figure out what I want to do? He's basically deciding, hey, am I going or staying? You know, if I were him, it's so tricky because if he's going to make the NBA and if I think his best shot to make the NBA is after a healthy year of college, then I think the right answer was to stay. And I do think this will probably help his NBA chances. Now, financially, though, there's another side to look at it. You can make money playing overseas. And for a guy like Udoka Azubuike, whose game is so dependent on strength and athleticism, those things are going to fade when he gets older. So by not going, not only, you know, after his junior year, but after his sophomore year, he'll probably be costing himself money long term because he's not a guy that's going to play, you know, at age 37. His career will be capped. So every year he's not making a check. is one fewer year that he's going to be making money doing this. That being said, the best checks are in the NBA. The highest numbers are in the NBA. So if that really is the goal for him, then I do think another year was needed, because it would be hard for me to see an NBA team really taking a chance on him compared to some of the other talent you can get with bigs, especially considering the injury problems. I think more than anything, if he can just play a season healthy, I think that will show teams, hey, this guy can be durable and he can stand up. Okay, let's look a little farther at his game.
Scott Chasen, our guest, he covers KU Sports for 27 Sports, 247sports.com. Kind of goes without saying the impact that Udoka makes on the roster compared to a roster without him, but can you just kind of elaborate on that a little bit? Not only just the on-court impact, but the stability of the roster with others transferring or leaving for the NBA, and how maybe KU's philosophy either changes or kind of evolves with him on the court as opposed to without him with this current group.
For sure. Well, starting with the roster makeup, I mean, the number, if every single KU player that's declared, now this is including Devon Dotson, who will almost certainly be back, but if every single player who declared stayed in the draft, and you count the early, you know, Legerovic, who's a senior, and an open scholarship they had, KU would have had to have filled 9 scholarships. Now, they filled 2 in the early period, and then that would, again, leave 7 in the late period. That's not something you do at a program like Kansas and expect to win and expect to have these kind of consistently good seasons. What I think for a lot of KU fans, they saw last year, you know, the Jayhawks got a 4 seed. They were runners-up in the Big 12 or in the Big 12 tournament, finished in 3rd in the Big 12. A lot of people saw that as KU's down year. But then you look across the, you know, the NCAA and you see that Roy Williams at North Carolina has missed the tournament. Kentucky under John Calipari has missed the tournament. Duke with Coach K, granted it was a while ago, has missed the tournament. And that's what you could have been looking at, essentially, if you had to replace all those guys. Now, Azubuike's back. I think, first of all, that gives them a security blanket in terms of maybe philosophy or what they're going to want to do. I mean, after the game against Michigan State last year, Bill Self said, hey, the first offensive option of Kansas is going to be Udoka Azubuike, the guy who shot 77% from the field as a sophomore, above 70% as a junior. He led the nation in field goal percentage in that sophomore season. He's a guy who can play through in the post, and he's probably as good of a, I guess, post-scoring big man as you will find in college basketball. Now, it really opens it up for KU because they have had some recruiting misses, but there are still different ways they can go. If they want to play small, there are guys out there, transfers they can get, and really try and, you know, use these more fast-paced lineups. If they want to go big, and maybe they get some good news with the Silvio DeSouza decision or appeal process that's with the NCAA right now, you know, that could certainly be a possibility too. But I will say this, it gives them a defined first option offensively. It gives them someone they know can protect the rim and can hopefully develop from their perspective as a rebounder. So I think it changes a lot, and more than anything, it just makes you feel comfortable if you're a KU fan going into the season.
Well, you mentioned D'Souza and all the off-court stuff that KU's had, and you know some of the injuries they've had. How's Bill Self holding up with all this stuff, and what's the season going to look like for next year?
Yeah, I think he's probably, I think for a while it frustrated him, and this is just my opinion, covering him and getting to see him and talk to him so much over the last, not even only last year, but really 5 years. I think it frustrated him a lot at first. He seemed tired at times, and he seemed maybe not angry would be the right word. I think frustrated is probably the best word. And then toward the end of the year, he almost seemed a little bit inspired, as if, you know, it was something that was going to kind of return maybe some of the fire that he had earlier in his career or something. Again, that's my own interpretation of things. But, you know, talking to him, it was interesting because I think a lot of us had a sense that, hey, he could be a candidate to move up to the NBA, especially if there is a coaching change with, like, the Spurs, obviously the Chicago Bulls, or the report from NBC Sports Radio linking him to that Bulls job came out. And he was pretty emphatic at the men's basketball banquet, at the end of the year banquet, saying, I will be the coach of Kansas next year, saying he's not going anywhere. It's the most definitive statement, at least that I can remember him making in that regard in his time coaching. He usually gives some kind of an out, not to be shady, but just to say, hey, I can't control the future, but this is what I'm planning. He left no uncertain terms this time that he would be back, and Jeff Long said the same thing. So I think that's to kind of talk about Bill Self. Now, the season outlook, I think it's funny. You look around and you, I guess this early in the year, you see the preseason, the way too early top 25s. And I kind of did a roundup of those a few weeks ago, and most people at KU somewhere in like the 8 to 20 range. And, hey, they'll probably be pretty good. They'll probably get a guy. Jeff Goodman updated his stadium. He updated his rankings. He had KU at number 3. And I think KU is probably one or two five-star recruits away from being a top 5 team. And a few of those guys are still out there. And a few of those guys KU is still in on. But more than anything, I think this combined with a good recruiting spring would make KU or would put KU in a position to compete not only for a Big 12 title, but maybe another Final Four appearance.
Scott, that's really good stuff. We appreciate your time. We'd love to have you back on when we have a couple more minutes. Got an interview coming up 4:40, so we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, down the road. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. Scott Chasen, who is a Pitch Perfect fan.
I love it. They're good. They're hilarious.
I had a couple more questions for the kid, but we got to get to Neil Dowdy.
Well, we do.
A founding member of REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, you don't want to leave him hanging.
We don't leave him waiting. He's a keyboard player, and he has been in that group for 52 years.
Yeah, I've heard of the keyboard.
You play it a little bit?
No, I just heard of it.
We'll talk a little REO Speedwagon. They're going to be at Seven Clans Casino in Newkirk on May 3rd, and original member Neil Dowdy joins us next on The Drive. Stay with us.